ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11, Text Number 17. We should repeat. You have it? Canto 5. Chapter 11, Text 17.
Bratrivyam enam dadadabravivyam
Bratrivyam enam
dadadabravivyam
Bratrivyam enam dadadabravivyam
Upekshaya jetitam apramataha
Upekshaya jetitam apramataha
Upekshaya jetitam apramataha Guru Harish Charana Pasanastro
Guru Harish Charana Pasanastro
Guru Harish Charana Pasanastro
Guru Harish Charana Pasanastro
Jahi Jahi Kam Swayam Atma Mosham
Jahi Jahi Kam Swayam Atma Mosham
Jahi Vyali Kam Swayam Atma Mosham
Jahi Vyali Kam Swayam Atma Mosham
Others?
Pratrivyam
Enam Tadadabhravīryam
Upekshaya
Jeditam Apramattaha
Guru Harish Charano Pasanastro
Jahi Vali Kam Swayam Atma Mosham Ratrivyam Enam Tadadabhravīryam Upekshaya Jeditam Apramattaha
Guru
Harish Charano Pasanastro
Jahi Vyali
Kam Swayam Atma Mosham
Bratrivyam
Enam Tadadabhravīryam Jeditam Apramattaha Guru Harish Charana Pasanastro Jahi Vyali Kam Swayam Atma Mosham Bratrivyam Enam Tadadabhravīryam Upekshaya Jeditam Apramattaha Guru Harish Charano Pasanastro Bratrivyam
Formidable enemy
Enam,
Enam,
this mind,
tut,
that,
adabhravīryam,
very, very powerful,
very, very powerful,
upekshaya,
upekshaya,
by neglecting,
ajiritam,
unnecessarily increased in power,
Apramattaha.
One who is without delusion.
Guru
of the spiritual master.
Hare
of the supreme personality Godhead.
Charana
of the lotus feet.
Upasana astraha.
Applying the weapon of worshipping.
Abide the birth of aversion.
Jahi,
Jahi.
Conquer.
Conquer.
Vyalikam.
Vyalikam.
False.
False.
Swayam.
Swayam.
Personally,
personally.
Atmamosha,
Atmamosha,
which covers
the
constitutional position of the living entity. Translation, this unconquerable mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and will become victorious. Although it is not factual, it is very strong. It covers the constitutional position of the soul. O King, please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and the supreme personality of Godhead. And do this with great care. Reading from Srila Prabhupada's purport. There is one easy weapon with which the mind can be conquered. Neglect. The mind is always telling us to do this or that. Therefore, we should be very expert in disobeying the mind's orders. Gradually, the mind should be trained to obey the orders of the soul. It is not that one should obey the orders of the mind. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that to control the mind, one should beat it with shoes many times just after awakening and again before going to sleep. In this way, one can control the mind. This is the instruction of all the shastras. If one does not do so, one is doomed to follow the dictations of the mind. Another bona fide process is to abide strictly by the orders of the spiritual master and engage in the Lord's service. Then the mind will be automatically controlled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Srila Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad He Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. CC Madhya 19151. There's no translation. When one receives a seat of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's real life begins. If one abides by the orders of the spiritual master, by the grace of Krishna, he's freed from service to the mind. Madhgavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripayajadi Tadayavasam Payapitva Rishayustat Priyajanaha. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. I also feel very embarrassed to sit in front of this picture of Gopi Pranidhana Prabhu. And I remember him when we come here, not in the Sanskrit or the scholarly nature of the devotees here, scholarly ability, but I remember him by his gentle nature, and I see that in the devotees here also. And I think that he considered that to be more important than our scholarship. So I'm very unqualified, both in terms of having a gentle nature, I'm a very rough person, and in terms of scholarship. So you please forgive me, and we're just trying to do some service today. It's interesting how in his purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a different explanation of the word upeksha than he does in the translation. In his translation, he says that if one practices upeksha, if they neglect the mind, then the mind becomes very, very powerful and it will defeat the person. But then in his purport, Prabhupada says there's one weapon to control the mind, and that's by upeksha. So it may seem like a contradiction. It's not. What the verse is saying is that we have to be on guard for our mind. Our mind is our great enemy, Bratrivyam. And if we neglect that, if you're living with a snake, a poisonous snake, and you are not very attentive, then that snake will come and bite you. But at the same time, we see sometimes sadhus, they may neglect the snake. And that snake will live with them because they completely neglect it and they're peaceful and the snake is also peaceful. But it doesn't mean that they're not conscious of it. And by being conscious of it, neglecting it. The word upeksha is an important word. In the 11th canto, it's described, Ishvari tadadineshu balisesu dvisatsucha prema maitri kipo peksha yakuloti samajyamaha. that a Madhyama Adhikari is someone who practices these four things. For Ishvara, the Lord, he has prema. And for Adineshu, the devotees, he has maitri. He makes friends with them. And Balisheshu, for innocent persons, childlike persons, he gives kripa, he gives mercy. And Bhaktivinoda in Jiva Dharma, when he explains this verse, he says that that mercy that he gives is in proportion to the innocence of that person. If someone is very innocent, then he'll give them lots of mercy. And if someone is just a little innocent or not so much, then maybe not so much. And those persons who are dvisatsu, who see dualities and who are angry persons, who are envious persons, he practices upeksha or neglect. This is an important point. When there's an enemy there, the Vaishnava practices neglect. He doesn't practice jihad. Jihad is for another tradition. It's not that we go and fight with that thing. So another understanding of this point is that we may see envy in so many places. We're living here in Vrindavan. You're very fortunate. You're studying Sanskrit and hearing the commentaries. And then at some point, maybe you may have to go to Delhi to fly out to some other country. And then when you go to the airport in Delhi, you may have a culture shock. Because the ladies in the Delhi airport, they don't dress the way they do in Vrindavan. And you may become angry, even. But you should practice neglect, upeksha. Don't see that thing. Because they have some envy. They're envious of the Lord. And the symptom of that is they want to attract everyone's attention to them and to their material body. So when we see some kind of envy like that, we neglect it. We don't see it. And by neglecting that thing, it goes away. Dhanadhar Maharaj once told us that when you're going on Govardhan Parikrama, he said that the young children, they'll come and they'll tug on you and they'll create so many disturbances. And he said they're just like our wild mind, which is also coming and tugging on us in so many different ways. And he said, but just as with our mind, if we neglect our mind, we ignore it, then the mind becomes quiet. And similarly, those children, they'll also become quiet and they'll leave us alone if we just neglect them. So this is an important point. In his Artha Darshini commentary, Vishwanath says that this verse is saying that we should attack the mind, but not that we should kill it. And he gives another meaning for the word bratrivyam. He says bratrivyam also means the son of your brother. So if he's the son of your brother, you don't kill the son of your brother, but you may chastise him. So bratrivyam, yadadabraviryam. This personality, the mind, is a dabravirya, very, very powerful. And he's adyeditam. He increases all the time in strength, more and more, by different false transformations. And we should understand that Vyalikam, he's a false personality. Vishnu says he's not really our friend. We think our mind is our dear friend. But he's really not our friend. He's really a big rascal. Because Atmamosham, he covers our self. So how can we fight with such a very powerful enemy? We can't do it on our own. And so this verse is describing that there are two different astras, two different weapons, which the devotee can take shelter of to help them. And that's Guru and Haresh, Hare. Guru Haresh Charana Pasana Astro. These are the two weapons, the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev and the lotus feet of Krishna. These two things are in cause and effect, as described in Jagadananda Pandit's Prema Vivarta. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam E Matra Chai Samsara Jinite Arpono Vastu Nai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Nam, E Matra Chai. So many people, they want Sadhu Sangha. We saw many devotees, they came to the Krishna Consciousness Movement. And they came from some Western countries, and maybe they came by the preaching of some Western devotee. And sometimes those Western devotees, because they weren't raised in this culture, and they don't know the language, they don't know the commentaries and things, maybe their explanations are not always so deep of Krishna consciousness. And so sometimes, after a while, devotees, they become less appreciative of those persons who help them, and they think, he doesn't really know anything, he can't pronounce Sanskrit or Bengali properly, he doesn't know Shastra, I'll go to someone else. And there's this very nice sadhu, my friend told me, in this other mutt outside in this other place, and we go there. And it's even become kind of a popular thing. People who are very sophisticated, they want to speak about their sadhu sangha. Yes, I associated with such and such person. They wear that on their sleeve. Now, contrary to the principle we were speaking about a few days ago at the temple, that atmanam gopaya guru atmanaha, we should hide our guru, not that we advertise it, because by advertising it, we're really advertising ourselves. And it's very detrimental to bhakti. So we don't understand the principle of sadhu sangha. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes in Sanatana Siksha, Mahaprabhu says that sadhu sangha is something which comes after many, many births of pious activities. It's not something which you can do just by a friend, just because somebody tells you, you come here to this place, you're going to get sadhu sangha. And we see even sometimes there were devotees who associated with Srila Prabhupada. But there's at least a few cases of people who left Srila Prabhupada. And they even criticized Prabhupada afterwards. So did they really come to him? And Prabhupada gives the example of a mosquito and the king. It's not just by physical proximity with the guru that we come to him. But the disciple is someone, Vishnu says in one commentary in the third canto, who's anubhav. He's following the mood of his Gurudev. And that's not a cheap thing to understand. Vishnu says that just like a wealthy person, if you go to him and you ask him, how much money do you have anyway? They won't tell you. That's the nature of a wealthy person. They won't tell you how much money they have in the bank. But Vishnu says by observing that person, you can understand something about their wealth. You see what kind of car they drive. You see they have a big house and they have an elevator for their car. They have a garage with many cars and they have an elevator for their cars and they have several drivers and many servants and they dress in a very expensive way. Then you can understand something about their wealth. So this is a function of the disciple. They should always be observing their guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote two different articles, one called Braj Mandal Parikrama, and the other called Nabadweep Mandala Parikrama. And it's very interesting, both articles say practically nothing about Vrindavan or Nabadweep. Both articles really just emphasize sadhu sangha. And how, if you're going on Braj Mandala Parikrama, he says you shouldn't try to see the Dham, because you won't be able to see it. Rather, you should go with a sadhu and you should be looking to him. What is he seeing? Because he's the seer. Drashta and drishta. There's a seer and the seen. Our constitutional position is drishta, to be seen. Whereas Gurudev, he's drashta. He's the seer. Krishna's the seer. And this is the principle of darshan. Oftentimes we see devotees that they may go to some website, www.darshan.com. They say, yes, I had darshan of Radhasham Sundar today. But I don't accept that. You didn't really have darshan. No, I saw them there. What did you see? You saw some pixels on your computer screen. And they may say, no, but the Bhagavatam says that the deity can manifest in different forms, including a chitra, a picture, in the form of sand, in the form of stone, and wood, and metal. And in the mind, the deity can be manifest. To that we say, that's okay. But when you go to Lloyd Bazaar, do you offer pranams, Prabhuji? Do you offer pranams to all the deities when you walk through Lloyd Bazaar? Why not? Thakurji is there. Why don't you offer obeisances? Why not? Maybe you're doing something wrong. Maybe you should offer obeisances to every deity in Lloyd Bazaar when you walk through. We don't do that because we don't consider the deity to be installed. Well then, what is the difference between an installed deity and a deity that's not installed? The worship of the devotee. That's the most simple definition. There's different systems for prana pratishtha or installing the deity, which are often quite complicated. But the simplest thing is someone worships the Lord. They're calling him by their devotion. Why do you worship the Lord? You worship him because the Lord is there. If he's not there, you wouldn't worship him. So for my friends who are having darshan on their computer, we ask, did you offer obeisances? Did you offer incense and boga to the picture of Radha Shyam on the computer? And if you didn't, then how is it really darshan if you're not worshiping them? You're just seeing something. That's all. So darshan doesn't mean that we see, but darshan means we come before the Lord and we check in, just like you check into work, you check into school, I'm here. So we also check into the temple, and we see many times the Hindus, they'll come and they'll tug on their ears, slap their faces like this in front of the deity, because the deity is the seer of myself. I'm not the seer of the deity. If you ask me, I'll say, all very nice deities, they're made out of marble. And these other deities are made out of stone, or they're made out of brass. I'm not seeing the deity, I'm only seeing some external form. So we come before the deity because the deity is a seer, and Gurudev is a seer. And this is a very important principle. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that we should act in such a way that Gurudev will see us, or Krishna will see us. So how can we attract his attention? And this verse we were just singing, from Prema Vivarta, it describes Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam, A Matra Chai. All that I need, A Matra Chai, are these two things, Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Nam. Well, how do I get Sadhu Sangha? You get Sadhu Sangha by Krishna Nam. Satsange Prapyate Pumbi Sukritai Purva Sanchitai. The Brihan Naradiya Purana states that Sadhu Sangha comes from some Sukriti. This is a kind of Sukriti which Bhaktivinoda in his commentary at Chaitanya Charitamrita describes as Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti, or Sukriti which leads to Bhakti, and that means chanting Hare Krishna. Because even by chanting Hare Krishna, if we're not doing it under the guidance of Guru, then we may get Dharma, Artha, Kama, and even Moksha. Here's a verse, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mukti tucha phala hoy namabhasa hoyte. That even by namabhas, you can get mukti. Very easy, no problem. But there's a difference when we take shelter of Guru. The Padma Purana says, Atashri Krishna namadi nabhaved grahim indriya. If you try to chant Hare Krishna, if you try to read books, you try to do service or dambas, living in the dham, on your own strength, nabhaved grahim indriya, you can't perceive those things. Because Krishna Tulya Bhagavata, Vibhu Sarvashwar, the Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. Abhinatva Nama Namino. Krishna's name is none different from himself. We can't perceive Krishna, Bhakti Mamava Janati Yavan Yash Chashmi Tattvataha, without bhakti. So the Padma Purana goes on to say, Sevan Muki Hi Jivado Swayaneva Spiratyada, by rendering service. And that service begins with the tongue. What is that service? Chanting Hare Krishna. And therefore there's a difference, Jiva Goswami says, I think it's in Laghu Vaishnav Toshin in 6th Canto, he says there's a difference between chanting Hare Krishna with Guru and without Guru. That chanting without Guru, that's Kevalanam. That, he says, that's a common kind of name. But chanting under the guidance of Guru, for service to Guru, that's Sneha Samyukta Nam. That's chanting Nam with affection, because we've gotten that from Guru. In his purport to the fourth canto, chapter 28, text 34, Vishwanath describes, Sutat hit veti patibhata patyariva guru sevayam pravriti sishyaha shravana kirtanadinyapi boganta utana premanandan api grihantad uchita vivektastalam api naiva pekshate. Shri Guru sevayaiva sukena sarva sadhya siddhyartam ityupadesha vyanjitaha guru sevaya eva vedana sarvadi kashyoktadya. he gives the example of a devoted and chaste wife who, while absorbed in service to her husband, doesn't even care for her son. This is considered many times, this is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the symptom of a chaste woman, that she has even more devotion to her husband than she does for her own children. So Vishnu says, similarly, a disciple who's deeply absorbed in the service of his guru doesn't even depend on hearing and chanting. He's not dependent even on hearing and chanting. He's not even dependent on Krishna. He's simply dependent on his guru because he knows that by guru seva, he can easily attain complete perfection in devotion. Just as a devoted wife doesn't want any sense enjoyment and home comfort, a disciple who's completely absorbed in guru seva doesn't seek even premananda, the happiness arising out of hearing and chanting, nor does he even seek secluded places suitable for his bhajan. Therefore, guru sevaya eva vedena sarvadikasyoktava. The Vedas say that service to the guru is the greatest. But then, what is service to guru? What is the best service to guru? Srila Prabhupada, in one purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that the best service to guru is chanting. So these two things are in cause and effect. By chanting Krishna Nam, we get the sukriti to meet a sadhu. It's not that we can meet a sadhu just by talking to our friends or by looking in the newspaper or looking on the internet and we find a sadhu in this way or that. Even if you find a sadhu, you may not be able to associate with him. He may have thousands of disciples and he may be very, very busy. Or he may not show affection to you. Jiva Goswami, I think it's Jiva Goswami in his Durgama Sangamani Tika and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says that Swajati Ashya Snigda Sadhu Sangha Satogare. We want Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu is someone more advanced than us. But that person, first of all, should be Swajatiya. He should come in our own family. And my Guru Maharaj commented on this stanza of Jiva Goswami, saying that Swajatiya means for ourselves within ISKCON, because Srila Prabhupada saved us. He's come to us. This is a spiritual principle, not just a mechanical, institutional principle. But for devotees in this society, they stay with their family. And someone else may be in some other Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, or this Gaudiya Math, or that Gaudiya Math, or some Babaji line. And that's how Krishna's come to them. They should also stay in their family. We should look for sadhu in our family. But that sadhu should be more advanced than us, and he should be snigdha. He should be affectionate to us. Gaur Kishordas Babaji was a very elevated personality, but he wasn't always snigdha to everyone. Sometimes he was very angry, and he would chastise people and tell them to go away. So it's not enough just to find a sadhu or hear about them. We need to get affection from that person. We need to get guidance from that person. And that personality who gives us shelter, he's our everything. And we chant Hare Krishna, we perform our bhajan as a service to him. Because we don't know Krishna, we can't see Krishna, Tashi Krishna Namadi, Nabhavigrayan Indre, but Seva Mukhi Jiva Do Swayameva Sparatyada. When we render service to that personality. And that best service is by chanting, Nama Shrestha Manamapi Sachiputra Matra Sarupam. Just as we worship the sun planet with flame, we worship Ganga with Ganga Jal. Similarly, we worship Gurudev with that thing which he's given us, which is Krishna Nam. And that's the best service that we can do. And we have to be grateful for that, to that personality. The word kritagya is an important verse, important word. Kritagya, krita means something which is done, something which is accomplished, something which is obtained. And gya means knowledge, so some knowledge which we've obtained. Kritagya also means to be grateful. There's another word, kritagna. Kritagna means not grateful, or akritagya also means it, to not be kritagya. But kritagna, gna, means to kill something or to die. So it means literally, therefore, that whatever thing we've obtained, we've lost, we've killed. because we haven't been respectful and appreciative of our guru. It's interesting also that the word kritagya, at least according to Mona Williams, another meaning of the word kritagya is a dog. Because a kukur, a dog, is that living entity who's very kritagya. He's very, very appreciative. He's very grateful. If you throw a dog a little biscuit or something, the dog is very, very happy with just a small thing. So we should be appreciative of our Gurudev, and we should worship him with that thing which he's given us. In the fourth canto, chapter 22, in the discussion about Prithu Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj tells his guru Sanat Kumar, text 47, Ya idrisi bhagavato gatir atmavada ekantato negami bi patipadita naha tushyanta dabra karuna swakritana nityam ko nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram. Prabhupada translates this. How can such persons who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relationship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment and with complete conviction and Vedic evidence, how can they be repaid except by folded hands containing water for their satisfaction? Such great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. Prabhupada writes in his purport to this verse, no one can render better service than one who distributes the knowledge of spiritualization in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Knowledge of Krishna is such a great gift that it's impossible to repay the benefactor. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj requested the Kumaras to be satisfied by their own benevolent activities in delivering souls from the clutches of Maya. The king saw that there was no other way to satisfy them for their exalted activities. The word Vinoda Patram can be divided into two words, and this comes from Sridhar Swami's Bhavartha Deepika. He says, Satyapi svatve sarvasvenapi na guru pratyupakartum sakyam ityahaya iti. That by offering everything, you cannot repay the guru. Yadva Vinoda Patram upahasaspadam pratyupakare pravito jananam upahasaspadam bhavit ityartaha. Other than handfuls of water, and Prabhupada in his purport he's alluding to Sridhar Swami's commentary, these two words, vina and udapatram, they can be understood as one word, vinodapatram, which means a joker. Prabhupada says, a joker's activities simply arouse laughter, and a person who tries to repay the spiritual master or teacher of the transcendental message of Krishna becomes a laughing stock, just like a joker, because it's not possible to repay such a debt. The best friend and benefactor of all people is one who awakens humanity to its original Krishna consciousness. So this verse is describing the same principle, this verse in purport, that this knowledge is such a great gift that the only thing that we can offer to them is that thing which we've gotten. We can only offer some vina udapatra, some handfuls of water, or it can be known as vinodapatram, someone who is an object of ridicule. So someone who thinks that they can repay the guru by anything, they're simply a fool. There's only one way that we can repay the guru, and that's by Krishna Nam. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he sings among some. Krishna Nam Sudha Koryapa Judao Bhakti Vinoda Pran. Follow Krishna Nam Sudha Koryapa Judao Bhakti Vinoda Pran. Na to please Thakur Bhakti Vinod, then you drink the name of Krishna. Because Namabina Kichu Nahikoar Chodabhuvanamaji. There's nothing other than Krishna Nam in all the three worlds. Because we're Bahirmukh Janas, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, as we were describing a few days ago, says there are two types of persons, Bahirmukh Janas and Antarmukh Janas, or external and internal persons. External persons, when they come to Guru, because they're Anartha Yukta Vasta, they have Anarthas in their heart, they see their Gurudev was Bhogya Darshan. He's something for me to enjoy. And I can tell everybody, I'm a disciple of Gaurgavinda Maharaj. And I can impress everybody, oh, he's a disciple of a great Mahatma. That's Bhogya Darshan. But someone who is Anartha Mukta Vasta, whose heart is free from Anarthas, they have Savya Darshan. They see that my Gurudev, he's meant to be served. That's my purpose. And the best service I can do for my Gurudev is by chanting the holy name. So Guru Harish Charna Pasanastro. These two things, service to Guru and Krishna Nam, these are the astra, the very powerful weapon by which we can control the mind. But these things should be done for the pleasure of Guru. We may chant the holy name, but we can't approach Krishna on our own. Just like if you go on Vrindavan Parikrama on an Ekadasi during the month of Kartik. Has anyone here done that? Raise your hand. Has anybody done Vrindavan Parikrama on an Ekadasi during Kartik? It's very, very crowded. And every 5 feet or so they have some loudspeakers playing some Bollywood music. And there's an unspoken rule, all the speakers should be turned up as loud as they can, and all the speakers should be broken. So it makes a very... Am I wrong? And you'll see every so often there's some kind person who's sitting there, and he offers water to the pilgrims who are coming. And those pilgrims, they come and they put their hands out, and he pours water in their hands, and they drink that water. Well, some of the water goes through their fingers. It goes off their hands, and it lands on the ground. And because Vrindavan is a very dry place, later on, some kukurs come, and they drink that water, or some insects, or pigs, or some other creatures, they come. The water wasn't meant for them. The water was meant for that yatri, that pilgrim who was doing his parikrama. Similarly, Krishna Nam is really relished and understood and appreciated by someone who has Krishna Prem, Premi Bhakta. We're not such persons, but we're like those dogs who are going to collect the water of Krishna Nam, which has fallen down on the ground from our Gurudev's hands. And we're drinking the remnants of that thing as a service. And we're going and we're preaching on this day, which some people say is Gita Jayanti, the Moksha Ekadasi day, which tomorrow is... Today's Ekadasi, but tomorrow's Mahadwadasi. We're fasting tomorrow. On this day, some people say is the appearance day of the Gita. I don't know. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta didn't emphasize this or put it on his Panjika, but some people, they say this. So on this day, we can think of this thing. The best service, Srila Prabhupada sometimes said, is to distribute books. Another occasion, though, Narantra Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, he told me this story personally. He was with the Radhadamodar party. And they had gone to the temple, the Gaunitai temple, which is still there in Atlanta, Georgia, to see Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was only there for a few hours. And Prabhupada gave his class, and then he asked for questions. And this is a group, the Radhadamodar party, if you're not familiar with them, is a group of very intensely fired up brahmacharis who are traveling all around America distributing books like anything, and they were completely mad effects in book distribution. And so Narantra, he asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, how can we please you in the best way? And everybody's on the edge of their seat thinking Prabhupada's going to say, just distribute my books. And then they're going to blow the roof off of the building by shouting and screaming. And Prabhupada, in a very gentle voice, he said, simply love Krishna. So Prabhupada said sometimes, this book distribution is the best service. But he also said, if you do this book distribution and you don't read the books, then what value is it? And even we can do book distribution. If you're a very intelligent person, you might understand that, well, I can do much more book distribution. I'll just hire some book salesmen from Encyclopedia Britannica Company. They're very expert at selling books. I'll pay them some money, and I'll hire 100 people, and they'll go and sell books. Very good. But they won't be able to sell the books in the same way, because it's meant to be done as seva, service. And that service is our bhajan, which comes from the bij dhatu of bhaj, to worship, which is the same bij dhatu for bhakti. It's required that we have devotion. So that devotion comes by service to guru, because we don't know Krishna. We need to have a personal relationship with someone. And by rendering service to that person, shu 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 shadadanasya, vasudeva kataruchi, shanmahat sevaya vipra, punyatirtana sevanat, we get some kataruchi, we get some taste, and thereby we're able to please Krishna. Because everything in Krishna consciousness is personal, is based on a personal relationship. We want to chant, we want to do our nam bhajan, but we want to do that to catch the attention of our Gurudev. Because he's drashta, he's the seer. And we should act in such a way to be drashta, the seen, so that he'll be pleased with us. Just like I think, I hope that all of you have had some experience of selling Bhagavad Gita on the street, some people. And sometimes you're selling a book and someone's asked you, well, what's the best thing I can do? And then maybe you tell them, well, you should chant this mantra. And you write down the Hare Krishna mantra for them. And they say, Hare Krishna, Krishna, and they start chanting a mantra. You feel very happy, isn't it? Wow, they chanted the holy name one time. You're just completely delighted. And then what to speak if they decide, I want to start chanting 16 rounds. I never knew this mantra before, but you've told me this thing, now I want to start chanting 16. You become completely delighted. So similarly, Sri Gurudev, he's also very happy when he sees his disciples are seriously taking shelter of the holy name. And not just doing it in a mechanical way. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he describes in Harinam Chintamani, Iha hoite ghatta prabhu shakala anartha, that all the different anarthas, they come from inattentiveness. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes three different types of inattentiveness. Udasinya jaja adikshere tina Karanabhadana Pujiva Hare Krishna Hare says that wise persons, who are prabina, very expert persons, they understand there's three different types of inattentiveness in our chanting, and we could say also in our guru seva. Odasinya, which means indifference or apathy. Anyway, I'm going on. We're not so attentive to it. Krishna says, vyavasyatmika buddhi ekeha kurunana. We should be very one-pointed. So this odasinya means we have a lack of fixed resolve in our sadhana. And the second type is jadya. Jadya means some laziness or inertia. I'm just too tired to get out of bed. Or I'm just too tired to be really, really into this. Jadya and odasinya are similar. And the third type is vikshepa, or distraction. We're chanting and we're walking around town in the shopping mall, and we're distracted by so many different things. Or maybe we're sitting alone in our room, but our mind is going here and going there. That's known as vikshepa. So these three things, odasinya, jadya, and vikshepa, are three different types of inattentiveness. So we should be very attentive. When we serve our Gurudev, we should be very attentive in our chanting, because that's the best service to Guru. Because that Guru Seva, is the means by which we'll get the attention of our Gurudev. And if we get the merciful glance of our Gurudev, then everything becomes successful. But that merciful glance comes when he's pleased with us. I'll tell a short story, briefly, I know our time's about over. In the Naradiya Purana, in the first canto of chapter 7, there's a story which is told by Sanaka Kumar to Narad Muni about one king in the Surya dynasty, whose name was Bahu. And this king was a very good king, but after some time he became proud. A very common thing. If someone's a big manager, a big person, big king, pride often comes. So the Narada Purana says, Ekada tasharagyo vai sarva sampad vinashakrit ahankaro maham jagye masu yo lobahetuka. This pride is a cause of destruction of all your wealth. It's a source of false ego and all types of failure. That pride accompanied by envy, masuya, and greed took possession of the king. And so then he started thinking, nobody's as big a person as me. Nobody's as great as me. And he started neglecting other people. And because of that, he got into some fight with some neighboring kings. They had a big battle. And he fought with them, and he was defeated. And his entire army was wiped out. And the Maharaj Bahu, he ran for his life. And he fled to a forest. He had two wives with him. When he went to that forest, he saw a very nice lake there, which brought him some pleasure. But as soon as he arrived at that lake, when the birds and different creatures living there in the forest saw him, they became very alarmed, and they all began to lament and run away. And they said, oh, what a terrible creature has come. Because even the animals of the forest, they could appreciate that this person is a very proud fellow. So Maharaj Bahu stayed at that place and bitterly lamented how he lost his kingdom and everything for many days. And due to mental agony and old age, finally he became very sick and he died. He died near the ashram of a rishi whose name was Apurva Rishi. So those two wives were very miserable. And the youngest wife, she decided that she would do sati. She would enter into the funeral pyre along with her husband. And when that sage, Urva Muni, saw this thing, he was Trikalagya, and he could understand that this woman was pregnant. And he stopped her. He said, no, don't do this thing. This is a very simple thing, because in your womb is a baby. So he instructed her in how to, the rituals to burn the body of her husband. And they did that thing, and that Rishi, Urva Rishi, was standing there watching. And the Nardiya Purana says that suddenly an amazing thing happened. A Vaikuntha airplane came and picked up that Maharaj Bahu, who was a very sinful king, a very proud person, and it said, Prapede paramam padam. He went to the topmost abode. He went back to Godhead. How is that? Why? The Nardiya Purana explains, Kalevaram va tad bhasma tad dumam chapi sattamaha yadi pasyati punyatma sayati paramam padam. If a great soul, someone who's a sattama, simply looks favorably on a dead body, its ashes, or the column of smoke going up from the funeral pile, then that fortunate soul that occupied that body attains the highest goal. Mahapataka yuktova sarva patakai. Parambadam prayatyeva mahadvir avalokita. Whether someone's a mahapataka, someone has so much great sin, or they have all sins, sarvapataka, persons attain the supreme abode if they receive the gracious glance of great souls. So we want to receive the glance of Sri Gurudev. And the way to do that is by taking shelter of the holy name, which is the best service to him. So Guru Harish Charanapasanastro, the Bhagavatam, fifth canto here, is describing these two very powerful weapons which we can use to conquer our mind. Upeksha, we neglect the mind, and we use these two weapons. We become absorbed in our service to our Gurudev and chanting. And that chanting, again, is our service to our Gurudev. And by doing that and neglecting all the different crazy ideas that our mind comes up with, then the mind becomes peaceful and we can render bhakti, we can perform devotional service in advance. So we'll stop there a little bit late. Grantharashima Bhagavatam Ki. Hichananapu, do you want to add something?
Yes, it's just another illustration to what you've been telling us about. A couple of days ago there was a performance in the temple, Bharatanatyam, this night. So when the group of devotees, they started performing their dramatic dance, and one mentally unsteady lady came and started joining the troop as they performed and started, you know, it was disturbing very much the dancers, and they didn't know what to do. Anyway, they went on with that dancing, but then this lady was like, she held the one, you know, Krishna deity with her and was like, you know, trying to imitate it. And nobody knew what to do, so what Chokidar came up to her and tried to kind of tell her, you know, you go away, you know. She wouldn't listen. And she kept on being there and then disturbing the performance. So then one devotee went up to her and tried sort of to kind of take her even by force and that enraged her. And she started screaming. And it's like they stopped the performance for some time just to, you know, get rid of her some other way. You know, and then I was like, I was feeling bad for those, you know, devotees who were dancing. Like, you know, they would travel so far to perform in front of Krishna Balarama. And I said, you know, I told one devotee, you call some women chokidars, they just, you know, grab her out and throw her out of there, you know. And then they ran away. And then one mother, she stood up and she came up to this lady and took her like this and, like, you know, on by the shoulder and peacefully, like, so sweetly just moved her away. And that crazy lady, you know, kept on, you know, she sat down with that Mataji for the whole performance, and she was doing her crazy thing there. But then she didn't disturb further. And I was like, wow, I was just observing it and thinking, what I can learn from this? What's the best weapon? What's the best force? You know, and then I remember this Raghunath Das Goswami's Manashiksha. Because she kind of, in connection to your class, she could represent the crazy mind who comes and disturbs. And then you may, by force, you may try to kind of, you know, drive out your mind, you know, out of your, you know. But then it may enrage it, even, you know, in some instances. But then you apply different means, like chatur, or he says in the first verse, "O mind, I lead you with both, with folded hands, please, you know, develop attachment." And then, so it was a nice.
Lochandas Thakur also sings in a song, "Kejabi Kejabi Pai, Bhavasindhu Pai." And that's a very heavy thing. Who's going to cross over the ocean of material existence? And he's speaking to his mind. And something Bhaktivinoda also uses a similar thing. He says, "Bai, my dear friend." We're giving him a massage. "You're my dear friend. I'm going to tell you something." You know, if you go to someone, you have to tell him, "Prabhuji, don't eat prasadam in the bathroom." You may go to him and put your arm around him and say, "My dear brother." Like, so we have to treat our mind like that, like Prabhuji's saying. Otherwise, the mind will become very disturbed. It's too austere, too harsh a treatment of it. That's a really good example of that story. Okay, it's 9 o'clock, and Prabhuji told me that he has some class right now, so if the devotees have to go for class or something, please do. But if anybody has any questions, we want to stay, we can do that.
Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has also explained in his, one of his songs that the one sadhachitam means he's always like he's unconscious. Although if you want to teach him,
sadhachitam.
Sadhachitam. Yeah. Even if you neglect him, he doesn't hear him. What to do in this?
Even if you neglect your mind, he doesn't hear you.
He doesn't hear.
But the nature of the mind is like that lady. If we neglect it, then it becomes bored because the mind wants some attention. It becomes strong, just like by pouring ghee on a fire, the fire becomes more and more powerful. Similarly, the mind becomes weaker if we neglect it. Therefore, we practice upeksha. And it may seem like the mind just doesn't stop, and it wants, even though it's going on and on, but we just neglect it. Once we were giving a class in Delhi, and we were speaking about how we should see all women as mother and respect them, and one brahmachari came to me afterwards and he said, "Prabhuji, that's very nice." He said, "But some of these ladies that come, they don't dress like my mother." And I suggested to him at that time, I said, "Well, what would you do if you saw your mother once going downtown with a bikini top on and a very short dress, how would you feel? What would you do? You would just, that's not my mother. You would turn your head. You still respect your mother, but I don't want to see you like this. I'm not going to, you neglect her. So that neglect means we neglect. It doesn't mean that we go and we try to fight. Because when we try to fight with someone like that lady Prabhuji's talking about, they become even more irate and more difficult, and the mind also will become more strong. We just neglect it and engage it in the positive work. And therefore this verse is describing that Guru Haresh Charana Pasana Stro, these two weapons are there. We give some positive engagement for the mind, and then the negative things will go away automatically. Anything else I said? Okay, thank you all very much. Krantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Vansha Kalpavaru Vishcha Kripa Sandhu Devu Cha Padipanam Pavanebhi Vaishnavi Vyom Maha Srila Prabhupada ki Krishna Kalpavaru.